Hello and welcome again to Arch Eats. I'm George Mahey.
And I'm Cheryl Bear.
And this week, in an episode we're calling Lucky Charms, we're going to delve into the hallmarks of Irish food and the best places in town to get it. And we'll end up with a micro rant about the use of vacuum cleaners in restaurants. I said vacuum cleaners in restaurants.
This episode of Arch Eats, brought to you by St. Louis Art Museum.
But first, we're going to lead off with what we always do, what I can't stop thinking about this week. Cheryl?
Well, you apparently have a surprise, so I am in anticipation of that right now, but I will go ahead and go first. And I guess I should say one of the things I can't stop thinking about is your awesome ensemble today, which I wish we were recording this. George, you are decked out in shamrock gear. You have really committed to the theme of this episode, so I commend you on that. That's amazing. But the thing I can't stop thinking about, there is a dive bar restaurant in West County that I just discovered called Smitty's. And George, you know me, you know my love of a good dive bar.
I would say you're a dive bar gal.
I love them. I think it's my fluorescent roots. I can't get enough of them. And I just love discovering places I've never been to, kind of hole in the walls, because, you know, to me, that is the heart and soul of the restaurant business. These independent little spots where people are just doing their thing. And what you find is they're doing their thing incredibly well. And that's what I discovered at this place called Smitty's, which is, I believe it's Baldwin. It's very near the intersection of Clayton and Baxter Roads, kind of not too far from that Barnett Lucerne development. But this is just a little bitty restaurant and bar, wood paneling, old Clydesdale chandelier hanging.
Gotta,
you know,
have it. Yeah,
you gotta
have
love
it.
That. But what I was shocked about was how well they were doing, how well they do their food. Everything is handmade there. Apparently, it's some of the best fried chicken in town. I had the chicken wings, and they actually hand bread the chicken wings to order. Before, and so they're almost like little fried chicken wings.
Sure.
And then you can get a variety of sauces. They do a lasagna that is as big as your head. They do that on Monday nights. It's kind of like a blue plate special. So I was just blown away that this place was kind of hiding in plain sight from me. And I can't wait to go back and work my way through every blue plate special they have on the weekdays.
Every neighborhood in town should have a place like this.
Yes.
And a lot do. And that's what we're here to do, is kind of reveal some of these.
Yes.
But no, I totally agree with you. It's so funny because that's what I'm talking about this
week.
Not Smitty's.
Oh.
But there's a place in Valley Park called the Duck Inn Market. Are you hip to this place at all?
No, I am not.
They've been there 5 years. I remember reading about them 5 years ago, and I just had forgotten about them. And I don't even remember why I was out in Valley Park, but this is a market slash Cajun restaurant and convenience store. In the middle of downtown Valley Park. It's run by two chefs, a father and son. The father is Scott Drake, and he was a corporate chef at Schnucks. He worked at some of the best country clubs in St. Louis.
Wow.
I mean, this guy's an established chef.
Sure.
And I was pretty impressed with that until he told me about his son, who works with him, who is a graduate of the Culinary Institute in Hyde Park. So he's automatically a rock star. And I'm just like going, oh man, what is going on here? This is so cool. And I started looking in the case that they had for, you know, for lunchtime there. And I saw a lot of Cajun goodies. There was a crawfish hand pie, voodoo pasta salad. They do Cajun bread pudding, and apparently I haven't had the cookies, but people said the cookies are the best thing they do.
Wow.
There's a Butterfinger cookie, a gooey butter cake cookie, an oatmeal raisinette cookie. Why didn't we think to put raisinettes in oatmeal cookies?
Right.
And one of their signatures is what I brought for you today, and it's a crawfish crab rangoon. So,
no.
And I have them here for you today.
Have you tried this, or is this the first
time? Oh, I've tried it. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I
are
definitely
we, do, are
yeah,
we doing
yeah,
this
go
live?
Go ahead and try it. And I'll
We're
keep,
doing it.
No, I'll
okay.
keep talking while you.
All
while
right.
You, just no audible chewing on air, please.
Yeah,
that's
this is
not
a sound effect either, folks. This is the
that's
real deal.
It's real live, heavy duty.
Tinfoil.
Foil. So anyway.
Wow. Well, first of all, you can tell this person's a CIA grad, because this is the most beautifully put together crab rangoon I think I've ever seen.
It's absolutely symmetrical.
It's kind of like that purse shape where they're folded in the center, not that kind of like flatter wonton, but it's like this perfect square. So I am going to go off mic a little bit so I'm not chewing at you all, and we'll see how this goes.
So while you go in, while you get into that, this place is just so cool. They've got prepared food. They've got, like I said, made to order takeout food. You go to the register, and a third son is taking orders on those little green pads. And he rips off the sheet, and you take the little order and go back and hand it to the father and son, and they make your order up. They do a Cajun dinner once a month, where they break out the tablecloths. They cater. They've got an old school food truck, one of those old trucks that go to the construction sites with like the quilted stainless steel sides that they pull up. Do you remember that?
I do.
And anyway, this is just an unbelievable place. They're only open, I think, 7 to 5 Monday through Friday. So don't go there on the weekend. And I mean, it's just like a place you'd see like down there in Lafayette. It's just really cool. And last but not least, there's fishing lures, spinners, and catfish bait.
George, this is unbelievable. This is so good. I can't get over this because it's creamy like a crab rangoon, but I feel almost, you get the Cajun flavors, but
yeah,
it's
there's,
almost
there's
kind
Cajun
of like,
spice in there for sure.
It's almost kind of like if you could replace the jalapeno of a jalapeno popper with like the trinity of
exactly.
Cajun food.
Yeah.
So it kind of has that similar
I bet there's peppers, onions, and celery in there. And you can tell.
Oh my goodness.
It's got a little remoulade. It's got a little probably some cayenne pepper in it. But aren't they just tasty?
This is unbelievable.
And they come with sweet and sour sauce. Apparently there's other sauces that they offer.
Oh my goodness.
But I was just totally enamored with that until I saw this item. And it's a chicken leg lollipop.
Excuse me?
They take a chicken leg and take the meat and bring it toward the end of it. They call it Frenching, right?
Sure.
And they put some sweet hot sticky sauce on it.
Oh my gosh.
I wish people could see this.
It looks like a meat candy apple.
And it's as big as like a baby's fist, right?
Oh.
Or a five-year-old's fist.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is one of their signature items. They have them there every day for lunch. But I've tried to eat it like a regular lollipop. You can't do it. You get it all over your nose. You've got to turn it to the side.
Okay.
I'm
going to try. All right. Let's see what we do here. This thing, it really does. It's instead of a stick that would be on a candy apple, it is a drumstick.
Yeah.
So
it
feels very primal right now. Okay. I'm going in.
A little more on Duck Inn. They've got a small menu. I mean, the place is packed for lunch every day, but they've always got specials. And a lot of them are, like I said, with a Cajun flair. One thing that I'm really sorry I missed. There's a boneless roasted organic chicken stuffed with New Orleans French bread stuffing coated in Carolina mustard sauce with homemade gravy on the side. I mean, I don't know when they're going to do that again, but I want to make sure I check it out. You're nodding. You're making ums and ahs over there off mic.
If there is a pause in our dialogue here, just know it's because I can't stop eating this. This should be called What I Can't Stop Eating, not What I Can't Stop Thinking.
I did the same thing. I brought it to take home, and this was even worse. I ate it in the car.
Of course
which
you
was,
did.
You know, so I have, drumstick parts all over the front of my car. But isn't that just an awesome item?
You know what it reminds me of? It kind of gives me a similar feeling to like a General Tso's chicken.
Yes.
It's very similar to that, but a little sweeter, not hot at all. But kind of along that line, this may be the best kept secret in town.
I think so, too. Yeah,
oh
this will be
gosh.
When we do our best kept secrets, hidden gems podcast. This place will be at the top of the list.
You've officially blown my mind.
Duck Inn Market, 324 St. Louis Street, Valley Park.
Oh, I will be there tomorrow. Are you kidding?
So now that you're green with envy over the Cajun food, we can talk about some Irish food, which is what we're here to do. We'll be right back.
Dive into the world of renowned artist Henri Matisse as his masterpieces come alive to examine the significance of the sea through paintings, sculptures, drawings, prints, and more. On view through May 12th at the St. Louis Art Museum, this groundbreaking exhibition explores Matisse's lifelong fascination beneath the waves, tracing his travels across his career. Visit slam.org/exhibitions to get your tickets and explore the global influences that shaped Matisse's art.
And now, back to the show.
So I was thinking about this, and my contention, I guess my gripe with Irish food in St. Louis is we've got all these Irish bars. We've got tons of them. They're everywhere. But most of them don't deal with much Irish food.
No.
They don't get into some of these Irish traditional foods. Yes, you see shepherd's pie, you know, the meat pie, the lamb pie that's got the potatoes on top. You'll see Irish stews, right? Again, usually made with lamb. And those are thickened with potatoes, which is something I didn't know till not that long ago. It's not a roux. It's thickened with potatoes.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, but there's other items that are really good that I don't ever see or I hardly see. Have you ever had boxty?
No.
Boxty is a potato pancake.
Oh, but say no more.
It's made with mashed potatoes and hash brown potatoes. So it's got some texture. It's got some oomph to it.
Is it like the turducken of potatoes, it sounds like?
No, it's a giant patty,
yeah.
And it's so good. The other item that you do see occasionally at St. Patrick's Day time is calcannon, which is mashed potatoes with leeks and cabbage incorporated into
that
it.
That sounds wonderful.
And, you know, a lot of people that don't like cabbage, I'm sure, will like it this way.
Sure.
So, you know, there's Irish soda bread. Yeah, that you see that a lot. Mm-hmm. But there's so many Irish kind of traditional Irish soups and chowders.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a stew called coddle. There's so many great Irish items, and you don't even see them at St. Patrick's Day. So I'm here to tell you, I would just like to see some of these Irish bars, Irish restaurants. You know, let's do it up. Let's do it right. Let's see if we can get people to like this, because let's face it, a lot of them are potato-based anyway. They don't cost a lot of money. I think there's a missed opportunity there.
So. Yeah, no, I would agree. I mean, I think the extent we get is you see corned beef on menus. You'll
right,
see a Reuben,
right. Yep.
And that's, I would call like these bars Irish adjacent rather than like
yes,
traditionally like an Irish pub.
And you know, the home cooks definitely can get in on this a little bit. There's a lot of Irish cheddar cheeses, which are very distinctive
yes.
in flavor and color. And especially Irish butter, which I buy from time to time
oh,
when
yeah.
I'm feeling flush. Kerrygold butter.
Oh, we get Kerrygold all the time.
And it's great. It's, you know, there's the reason it's so good. It's super yellow. It's very, mm-hmm. it's got a very yellow color. And there's less water in it than American butters. So it's more flavorful. It's more spreadable. And I guess the reason I'm told that it's sweeter is it comes from grass-fed cows. I'm not sure of the connection there, but
yeah.
grass-fed cows equals sweeter butter. But that's some really good butter if you really want to. Yeah, it's a splurge for me. It sounds like it's an everyday item
yeah,
for you.
I mean,
well, okay.
So these little luxuries,
right,
you
right.
know, that we treat
have to
ourselves
make an exception.
To. Yes.
So anyway, that's my Irish lesson for today. I hope you find my little history lesson somewhat interesting. Looked like you were reasonably engaged over there.
It is. Well, I'm a big fan of like Guinness stew. I think it just doesn't get any better than that. And I'd love to see that on more of these menus for sure.
Me too. And yes, you see them occasionally, but I think we should see them more often. Let's move on to just straight Irish bars, which were, let's face it, they're fun in their own right. They're fun 365 and around St. Patrick's Day time, which is where we are now, St. Paddy's Day. They even get, you know, they knock it up a notch. They ratchet it up a notch or two. And I know you've got a couple faves. I've got a couple faves. Let's start trading blows here.
I do. Well, I can go ahead and start if you're great with that. One of my favorites, which again, I would probably call it Irish adjacent, is Pat Connolly Tavern over in Dogtown. So, I mean, it doesn't get more Irish than that. But this is just one of those iconic St. Louis restaurants, kind of hits that spot where, yes, it's a bar, but it also has really great food. I'd consider it more of like a tavern, something that you would probably find in Ireland, you know, where they're serving Guinness and, you know, all of the cocktails and everything. But
a great
yes,
fish and chips.
Great fish and chips, great fried chicken. But it just feels like a kind of a family atmosphere. It doesn't feel like a bar where you would feel weird bringing the kids. They encourage you to bring kids.
And it's been there a long time. And it's gone over several, and it's gone through several name iterations too. I think it was just,
it was Pat's for a while. Exactly.
And now I think it might be Pat Connolly Tavern, but I, you know, it could be something else. I don't think it's going anywhere. So whatever the name is, it's just a great Irish bar in Dogtown.
Well, and the family of the founder, they were running it for a few years recently, and that's when it became Pat Connolly Tavern again. Now, they did sell it to another gentleman about a year ago, but they've had a longstanding relationship. This person was a longtime Dogtown, or I'm sorry, High Point area resident, but he was always in Dogtown and really developed a relationship in the family that they felt comfortable he was going to be a steward of their legacy. So he said that he's kept basically everything the same. He has no plans on changing things. He does hope to get like a really nice outdoor patio. He even talked about doing snow cones for people who, if you know where Pat Connolly is, it's right by that bridge on Tam that goes over to the zoo. So he's picturing this very festive atmosphere where you're grabbing a snow cone walking to the zoo.
I'd like a creme de menthe snow cone, please.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. So that's definitely one of the tops on my list.
And speaking, since we're in Dogtown, we can't forget about Seamus McDaniel's, which is quintessential an Irish bar in that area as there
is.
And again, it's a little more Irish in name than cuisine there, because in days past, what they were most known for was that pork tenderloin sandwich that was as big as your face.
Wonderful.
It would hang out of all sides of the bun. They still serve it. But what has become more popular there now are the burgers. It's a really significant burger house. They've got 10-ounce burgers. That's
a monster.
All the meat you'll ever need.
Yes.
And served a whole bunch of different ways. So Seamus is always there. And they've got that patio area in back with those three garage doors that they throw open when the weather gets nice. I have a feeling for St. Patrick's Day, that's going to be just rocking and rolling.
Yeah, that's just such a fun spot. I mean, you go to the Dogtown Parade, which I would argue is the essential Irish parade here in town. And then you gather at Seamus McDaniel's, and it's a fun time.
Yeah.
Definitely a fun
time. You will have a fun time.
Yes. Another Irish bar that I love is O'Connell's. I think O'Connell's just captures everything about that feeling. It's dark. The Guinness is flowing. It has this old historic type feel to it. I love O'Connell's so much. I love O'Connell's for the atmosphere, but I also love it for their burger and their roast beef sandwich. You know, you're talking about a good burger. That burger at O'Connell's just,
you know, and you know, you need a quintessential burger. And that was it for a long time in St. Louis and still is. And the reason why, I don't know how they do this. When you order a medium rare burger, it's medium rare all the way through.
It's medium rare.
And that's really hard to do. It's medium rare where you get this little band of, you know, red in the middle and they call it medium rare. Not at O'Connell's. It's the temperature of the meat. It's the temperature of the grill. It's the skill of the cook. Anyway, it is always a perfect burger, and that's why it's so well known.
It's perfect. And don't sleep on the roast beef sandwich there.
We call it
the roast beast, and, you know, people who know that. That is just, that's a monster of a sandwich as well. But I love O'Connell's. O'Connell's might be my favorite I don't know. It's hard to pick favorite.
A whole bunch more I want to go through. I might just tempt you with. How about Helen Fitzgerald's out in Sunset Hills?
Oh, now that's fun.
I mean, the place is humongous, and it's always just chock full of people. It's a Seiberg family restaurant, which means they sell a lot of those mustard-coated wings. And I must admit, I didn't like that for a while because I was a buffalo wing guy.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's a really good wing sauce. A really good, you know, it's a different sauce, right? Are you a Seiberg's mustardy wing fan?
I was actually just at Seiberg's last weekend.
Oh, see?
And I did not have the mustardy wings. I always go buffalo, and they have great blue cheese. I know that sounds like a random thing, but for some reason, their blue cheese is just perfect with it. So I always go classic buffalo, but I don't discount the mustard wing.
And I know we were talking about Tucker's and inexpensive steaks.
Mm-hmm.
Their filet, they've got I think it's an 8-ounce filet dinner for $24.99, which is just really crazy cheap.
Yes.
So, you know, you can do that. They do have, and they have a pretty decent, actually, Irish selection. They've got shepherd's pie. They've got the Guinness stew. And on Thursdays, happy hour runs all night long.
Oh, that's
I didn't
great.
Know that till recently, but I'm going to take note for sure.
Right?
What else you got?
So, you know, I'm going back out west again. You know, we talked about Smitty's. I'm going out west. I am actually going to the barn at Lucerne this time, right there at Clayton and Kerr's Mill Roads. And that's where Clancy's Irish Pub is. Now, there are actually two Clancy's out that way.
I'm glad. This is very confusing.
It feels confusing. Right. And I don't quite know the lore of this, but I believe the original was out off Manchester, kind of more in that Ellisville area. And that one still exists. And I would classify that as more of like a bar. That they do have good food out there, but I would say that's probably more like a little bit more on the divey side, whereas the Clancy's at the barn is kind of a little bit more of an upscale. And what I recently learned is they have a butcher shop associated with it. So their burger, here we are. There must be something about Irish bars in St. Louis and burgers, because they grind their own meat right there on the spot for these burgers. And it's awfully tasty, but they have just a ton of great food there. So
that's
a fun spot.
That's Clancy's Pub at the Barn, as opposed to the original Clancy's Irish Pub. I had to look those up because I said, I know they have to have different names. So, you know, like you said, one's in the old barn at Lucerne and the other one's off Old State Road in Ellisville.
Yeah, no, they're fun spots for sure.
Let's go back downtown. And no discussion of Irish bars is complete without talking about Maggie O'Brien's. It's supposedly, I'm told, the oldest, longest running Irish pub in the city, 45 years old. And they were really smart. They knew it was time for a refresh. And with that little stadium going up across the street, they went through a major rehab and overhaul. And it's now painted Kelly green. You can't miss it. And it's just a fun place, you know, before the game, after the game. It's always busy down there at soccer time. You know, they get into those cutesy names for sandwiches and things, you know. There's a Notre Dame, there's a Dublin dip. But I do like the chicken dish called the O'Hennessy.
Oh, no. That is fabulous.
And
fabulously
and
awful.
And the other one
fabulous.
I like, and then I'll let it go. King of Rings.
No.
With an O apostrophe.
This
okay.
is wonderful.
So anyway, Maggie O'Brien's, you know, it's a great place. And the thing that's cool about Maggie's that a lot of people don't realize, you can park for free and take a $2 shuttle to Cardinals games, to the Blues games, to concerts. That's the best deal going.
That is a great deal. Wow.
Maggie O's downtown. They also have a location in Sunset Hills. So have you ever been to Riley's Pub?
I have been to Riley's Pub.
You will remember it in those folks like me that are frugal go on Monday nights and Tuesday nights when the large pizzas are half price.
Oh, Riley's.
And they're really
great.
Good pizzas. It's just like we're, you know, some of those bar pizzas are kind of, you know, phoned in jobs, not these.
You have to have a couple cocktails before
really
they're
good. Oh,
they're good.
It's just so good. And you can tell that this is a quintessential Irish bar in St. Louis. On their blackboard menu, you see mozzarella available.
I love it.
Lots Welcome to St. Louis.
Yes, exactly.
So that's Riley's. You got any more on your list? I know we were just compiling this.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my, this could go on for days.
Yeah. I mean, I do have Fallon's Irish Bar and Grill, which that's been a fun spot of mine. Right there at 170 and Olive, right by the Sugar Fire. That's just a fun spot. They have good burgers. They have good wings. The one in Ellisville is very similar to that. That's a fun gathering spot. So do you have anything else on your list before we get to the obvious choice here?
Yes, there is an obvious choice. But one place that I just think is incredible, and I must admit I had not been in there, but I was intrigued about it, is Foley's Bar and Grill in Maplewood, right near where we are in our office. And it's a self-proclaimed dive bar. And they say, we're a self-proclaimed dive bar located on the right side of the tracks, because they're right by the railroad tracks.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, it's downtown historic Maplewood, and that's when John Hamm was in town. He was hanging out at Foley's.
Big claim to fame.
Yeah,
for Foley's.
It is. So I walked in. John Hamm was not around, but it's very on the down low. There's no posted menu. The food is very inexpensive. I think a quarter pound burger is like $5.50, which is as cheap as burgers are going to get in a bar. it's a nice little place. There's two rooms. One of them has pool tables. But what I didn't realize till I walked in is smoking is allowed.
Oh, wow.
And I was just kind of, my head was on a swivel. There were ashtrays everywhere. And I talked to the bartender, what's going on? He goes, we're grandfathered in.
I said,
I know there are some. He goes, there's about a dozen of us in town where that still have a smoking permission to smoke.
Wow.
So how about that? So
that's
again,
something you don't see anymore.
I'm not a smoker. You're not a smoker, but there's a lot of smokers out there. Foley's Bar in Maple.
Foley's is the spot. So there is one obvious choice on our list here that I guess we're saving the best for last, perhaps. And that, of course, is the iconic, legendary, whatever superlative you want to call it, McGurk's. The Jewel of Soulard.
Absolutely. It was the top of both our lists with a big star.
Yes, with stars and asterisks and hearts and everything
arrows,
drawn around it.
Shamrocks.
One of the best bars in St. Louis, one of the best bars in the country. They've been nationally recognized by, I think it was Esquire a while ago, did a huge profile on them. They, rightfully so. When I think of McGurk's, I can't think of it without actually hearing classic Irish music in my mind. That just, to me, sets the tone for this beautiful bar. But then there's the courtyard. That courtyard is just stunning. What do you think about McGurk's?
I think it's the biggest courtyard in the city. I want to say it's 15,000 square feet.
It's sprawling.
There's three bars out there. It's partially covered in the wintertime, so it's open all winter. You know, they've got a fountain there. They've got a waterfall there. They've got a koi pond out there. You can just keep walking and walking and walking.
And not cheesy ones.
No,
like,
it's
really done well.
It's really well done. And I was talking to the manager out there a short time ago, and I said, I'm just curious. I probably know the answer to this, but what's the most popular item on the menu? You want to guess?
I mean, not beer. I would say fish and chips, maybe?
Reuben. It was the Reuben.
Okay.
Yeah, beer was definitely the right.
I mean,
that was the right response.
Non-beverage.
So anyway, that's I guess makes sense. But there is a grilled boneless pork chop dish that they have that is really good, and
I've
they serve
that.
It over French green lentils. And there's a smoked potato gratin that goes with it, and some there's like a spiced fruit reduction that they put on top with like raisins, apricots, and. Anyway, it's not something you'd normally associate with that kind of place, but man, it's a really good item. But McGurk's that's it. It's the beacon of Soulard, and it's just a wonderful place.
It's so much fun. There is nowhere else. If you have to pick one place to go for St. Patrick's Day for any day, it's McGurk's. It's the place to be.
So yeah, Reuben, main component, corned beef. That's one of your like four essential food groups.
Exactly. Oh, I do. I mean, anything that involves a brisket, I'm sold.
And when we originally were talking about this, you said, wait, let me just do a little soliloquy on corned beef. So here goes, folks.
Yes. Well, George, I'll let you make the joke about corned beef and eating that on St. Patrick's Day. What is it that you always
well,
say?
Well, I know it's, and this is kind of my tradition. And, before I go out to the Irish bars a lot, I will go have a corned beef and pastrami Reuben at Pretzel's Deli. Nothing says St. Patrick's Day like Pretzel's. But yeah, so that's like the running joke in our family is George going to get his Jewish deli sandwich on? Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
But
why
anyway,
would you not?
No,
exactly.
That's a whole other story.
No. Well, I do love corned beef. You are not incorrect about that. And I thought it would be fun to kind of round up some of the best corned beef here in town for those who maybe they just want to grab a sandwich, or maybe it's not even a St. Patrick's Day thing. Why wouldn't you love corned beef every day of the year? So some of my favorites, of course, and I did corned beef, not pastrami. I just want to be very clear on that. There are a lot of great pastrami places in town too, but I'm going straight to corned beef.
And a lot of people think a lot of people don't know what the difference is. Corned beef is boiled or braised, and pastrami is the same cut of meat that's smoked.
Mm-hmm.
That's in its simplest form.
Exactly. So you talked about Pretzel's. You are right about this. This is since the 1950s, 54 maybe, they've been around. They use the same recipe. This is the place on Wydown and Clayton. So Pratzels is definitely high on that list there.
And they use the same panini press that they've used for decades. And I said in an article that it was old enough to be a George Foreman prototype. Because I swear to God, it's 40 or 50 years old.
Yes, yes. And then other institutions, of course, you have Carl's. And I know everyone talks about Carl's for the pastrami, and rightfully so. It's delicious.
This is Carl's Deli, not Carl's Drive-In.
Yes, that is correct. Carl's Deli right there at DeMunn and Clayton Road, you know, just in the shadow of the Amoco sign. That is a wonderful spot too. Cones, another kind of institution here in town. Posh Nosh in Clayton. I mean, there
so is... So old that you forget about it.
It is. It is. And that's just super traditional as well.
Do they still have the pickle jars on the table?
I believe so. Yes. Yes.
Love it.
Just a classic. But then kind of some of the, I mean, not brand new, but the newer kids in town. I love Lester's Corned Beef. Their Reuben is absolutely fantastic. That's in Ladue, big sports bar. But I'll tell you, their Reuben's fantastic there.
And I think they were originally trying to copy Carnegie Deli. Like, we're going to have a sandwich that's going to be a mile high like that.
And I think
one of the options, you don't have to get it that way, but you can get it that way.
Yes.
So at Carnegie Deli, I don't know if you remember what the restaurant model was. If you can finish your meal, we've done something wrong.
Oh, that's a classic.
It's not there anymore, but boy, it's a great motto.
Yes, it is.
Somebody should
motto.
Pick up on that motto.
Absolutely. One of my favorite restaurants in town, Stellar Hog, it's one of my favorite smokehouses. They have, it's called the Smoky Reubenson.
Great name.
So it is their corned beef, but it's smoked. That is fantastic.
It's smoked, which he calls it corned beef, but then he smokes it, which kind of makes it pastrami.
Exactly.
But it's not
peppery. Doesn't have the peppery.
We'll give
vibe.
Him a pass because Alex Cupp is a really talented pitmaster.
We're giving him a pass on that. And we're also, I guess, then giving Heavy Riff a pass because they smoke theirs as well. And they use their sauerkraut on there. They do a ginned sauerkraut. I don't know if you've heard of that, but they actually use
gin.
Not gin.
I hope so.
But I know, right? They use the same botanicals that they use in gin. So think of juniper, coriander, things like nutmeg, ginger. And then they do an adobo Thousand Island seasoning.
Oh my gosh.
I've never had that.
That sounds like a great sandwich.
That is a tasty one. And then, of course, we can't leave out Deli Divine, Ben Peremba's quintessential New York style Jewish deli over in the Delmar Makers district. He does fantastic corned beef there. Very traditional. You can either get it stacked with other meats, just plain with mustard on rye bread. And it's a wonderful spot.
And he's such a detail fanatic. He did a lot of research on everything that he's done. I remember the breads. I think there was, I forget, 6 or 8 different breads that they got in. Just for the breads for these sandwiches. And I forget one of them. I think this comes from, gosh, I don't remember. I want to say Philadelphia is where they ended up with the bread of choice. Anyway, so if you any Ben Peremba restaurant, everything is just so highly researched. He really does a great job with everything he does.
Yeah, very immersive. I love the experiences at his restaurant. And then I guess the last one on my list is Lefty's Bagels. Out in Chesterfield. Now, they have great bagels, but they also do a wonderful corned beef on a bagel.
I've never made it to the corned beef. I get my bagel fix and run out the door and eat them in my car.
Yes, their bagels are fantastic. Corned beef on a bagel, it doesn't get any better.
Wow.
For those who love corned beef as much as I do, those are the spots.
We'll be right back.
This episode of Arch Eats, brought to you in part by Opera Theater of St. Louis. Experience the future of opera with Stories for St. Louis, chosen by St. Louis. See 3 genre-defining short operas with the New Works Collective, playing March 14th through the 16th at the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center. Learn more at experienceopera.org.
And now, back to the show.
There's a few kind of like random Irish-y goodies that I wanted to bring up that are always, I think about them every year. There is, of course, Irish coffee. Like, you know, what's interesting about that is a lot of the places in town don't serve Irish coffee. traditional Irish coffee.
Yeah, they put Bailey's in it.
It's Bailey's in coffee.
There's no Bailey's that's not an Irish in coffee. An Irish coffee.
But Bailey's Chocolate Bar does on request. Momo out in Rock Hill does. But most of them, like you say, are the Irish coffee is Irish cream. It's not like they serve it at the Buena Vista Cafe out in San Francisco, yes. which is like the quintessential Irish coffee joint. But I tell you, they have a frozen Irish coffee at the Pitch across from City Park Stadium. And it is really good and really potent and really deceiving. You drink one of these down and you know you've had some alcohol.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
It's just, it's one of the best frozen drinks in town.
Wow. I
limit one, but it's really, really good.
Wow.
There is a corned beef and cabbage kolache that St. Louis Kolache does only on one day, only on St. Patrick's Day. And I always am tempted to get an Irish cream cheesecake at Hank's at this time of year.
It's always a good time for an Irish cream cheesecake.
It is. You know, God, you got to love Hank's. Comes in three sizes. You know, you can get a small one if you want. But the other one that I really like, the other item is something that they have at Stars. I mean, kids of all ages like these sour cream and shamrock potato chips.
Oh, that's so fun.
And I just, how the heck can, anyway, I just thought it was so, and I was going to bring you some of those today, and I didn't. But they're made with real shamrocks, and they're from a line of chips called Keogh's, and that's an Irish family farm that grows their own potatoes and makes their own chips. And anyway, they've got different seasonings that they put on them, and Stars carries it. One of them is blue cheese and onion. That's a good chip. And one I haven't had that I want to is flavored with roast turkey and stuffing.
Wow.
How the heck did they do that? I don't know, but I want to find
out. Oh, that sounds fun. I wonder if you eat those chips and maybe go play the lottery, if like you've ingested luck or something.
That's the way to do
it. I like it.
That exhausts our knowledge for today on Irish foods and Irish goodies. And we're going to get into the last segment, which is our micro rant. And it's always something that's fun to talk about. I think it's something that most people identify with. And Cheryl, I know that you feel the same way as I do. When somebody turns on a vacuum in a restaurant, it's 20 or 30 minutes before closing time, and you might hear it in the next room, and all of a sudden that noise gets closer, that droning noise. And it's like, wait, what? It's like, is it time for us to go already? Did somebody like blow a whistle? You know, like when did floor maintenance coincide with open hours? What the heck's going on here? Are you with me on this?
I am so with you on it. There, you know, you've probably spent several hundred dollars. I mean, it is not cheap to go out to eat anymore. And you're getting back. I mean, do they want you to lift your feet?
I don't
next?
Know. Yeah. Cue up. The party's over. Right. What's, you know, what's next? That yellow mop bucket with the squeaky wheels. Is that going to come through?
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's what I'm expecting to see.
Right.
Fine. Keep your restaurant clean with one of those little manual vacuum cleaners. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they call it a Hokey, right?
Yeah. With the skinny handles. Yeah. Those are fine. They don't make any noise.
Yeah.
You can use them all the time. Otherwise, keep that electrical monster in the closet until we've walked out the door.
Yes, it's just a courtesy. Yeah, I think they're maybe signaling it's time to leave, but
I don't appreciate it.
I don't either.
Come on, restaurants, get it together. Thank you for listening to Arch Eats. Be sure to follow us and share with your friends because we put out new episodes every other Friday. And we always provide links in the show notes for everything you heard about today. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and follow along on Instagram at St. Louis Mag. And feel free to give us a follow personally at George Mahey and Cheryl A. Bear.
If you loved what you heard, show us some love by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts. And if you're hungry for even more content, you can subscribe to our dining newsletters for the freshest coverage on the local restaurant and culinary scene.
That's it for this week. Best dishes and see you next time.